Lindsay. Good morning, Lindsay. This is Emily.
Good morning, Emily. It's Melissa Brand here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm just ringing for some advice. You guys do birds there, don't you?
We do,
Yeah. I've got an Echolectus female. She's inside with me. She sleeps out on a cage at night time and stuff. But I've just noticed this morning when she hopped off, she's like vomiting. I think maybe she's had something that's upset her stomach. She's a little bit like lethargic. Just been keeping an eye on her. I sort of noticed that it could have been my mistake too. I had a high fiber sort of pancake last night and I gave her a bit of that, and I'm wondering if that could have maybe upset her stomach. She's had some edamame last night as well, so I think hence why it was a little bit like a creamy green, and her vomit was a little bit sort of fibrous, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
but she's been she's
drinking
water. Are
there any sugar-free additives or anything like that in the pancake? Because that it can be quite toxic to birds.
No, okay. I'm not sure. It's that, you know, it's like Kodiak pancake. It's like a high fiber type thing. Yeah, so yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not too familiar with those ones, sorry. But it comes with a packet?
It's in a box. I got it from like Costco. It's like it's a healthier sort of version. That's the only thing I could think that I've given her that's probably upset her. The only thing is, unless she's grabbed something when she's been on the ground or whatever. She has, I got her and put her back in her cage. She's very feisty at the moment because I lost my boy, her partner, a couple of months ago. They used to be outside and a dog got into my yard and actually mauled him. She's very, so I don't want to stress her out. So I've just sort of half covered her up. I've watched her. When I first put her in, she went straight for the water.
Yeah.
And she drank a lot, and then I sort of noticed that I'm trying to tell whether it was out of her mouth or bottom. It was sort of like watery. After that, she's sort of, and then she's just gone for more water, and then I'm like, I've taken all her fruit out, but I just put in some of her favourites to see if she would go to eat some of the dry stuff. She went down to grab something and then realised, she mustn't feel well enough or whatever, and she's gone back up to her perch and she's just sort of going to sleep. My issue is I go to work today. I'm a support worker, and then I'm on a night shift, which I'm in this area, and I just don't know whether, I should bring her in to get looked at or...
I wouldn't be able to help you out today because I am fully booked and I'm down a vet. So tomorrow morning would be my next available, unless you called around and see if there was somewhere else they could get you in sooner. Keeping her, nice and quiet, just offering her plain foods in case it was the pancake or something like that that has upset her stomach. She would be drinking a lot more water to try and sort of make herself sick and keep sort of flushing that out of her system. But my main concern would be if there was some additive or something in the pancake mix that has, reacted poorly with her. Because they are just so sensitive to, certain chemicals and things like that. So it just depends on what is in that pancake mix. But if it was only a very small amount, I don't believe that would be causing a toxicity. But it is hard to, say all this without actually examining her. Tomorrow morning is my next available.
Okay. So basically what I'm doing, just make sure she's kept quiet, offer her water.
If she's on a pellet, just make sure she's got her pellets available. Just keep the fruit and veggies to a very minimum just while she's not feeling that well.
I didn't put any in this morning.
We don't want her starving herself either. So.
No, I've just put in a dry mix, and I've offered just her favourites that she normally likes, and she likes just, your plain biscuits and different things. So I've just put that in there. Like I said, she went down to go for it before, probably thinking, I might eat, but then realised I'm not up to that right now. So I just didn't know what to do because I'm like, it's not an emergency, but it's I've got to go to work. I'm thinking, I've got a camera here so I can keep an eye on her to check. And I'm just around the corner from where my house anyway. But it was I don't want to panic, but then I don't want to leave it. In case it's something, I don't know. It's hard to know with birds.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Look, if she becomes really lethargic, if she's not eating at all, then she definitely needs to be seen to ASAP. I wouldn't be able to help you out with that today. You would have to call around.
Who else would you recommend that would be good for? Because I know once before when I had issues with my boy over North Lakes, they weren't really specialised.
No.
They sent me somewhere. There was a place, but I can't remember if it was over near Chermside or somewhere.
There is an unusual pet vet at Chermside. There's also Vet MD at Murrumba Downs. They've got a couple of exotic vets there now too, so they might be able to help you out. They would be the two. For emergencies after hours, the Brisbane Veterinary and Critical Care Centre at Albany Creek, they do see avian patients.
Now, is it possible, can I get you to send those, or if you can give me the numbers for those?
I can't send them because I don't have any form of like texting, but I can just give you the numbers over the phone.
Okay, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
so
okay.
What was the first one?
So it's Unusual Pet Vets at Chermside, and their number is 3359.
3359.
2233.
2233, yep.
Vet MD, it's at Murrumba Downs.
Yep.
3482.
3482.
4508.
4058.
Oh, no, 4508.
Oh, 4508, yep.
Yeah, and then the Brisbane Veterinary Emergency and Critical Care, they're just an emergency centre, so you don't need to call prior to, but I'll give you their phone number if you need it.
Yep.
So they're 3264.
9400. 9400. Okay,
yeah.
Then. Well, thank you so much for that.
No, that's all good. Yeah,
yeah, I just don't know what...
If you have any concerns, like I said, I know that you're working overnight, but I do have that appointment tomorrow morning. Thursday and Friday will be my next.
Okay. What time in the morning is your appointment that you've got?
9:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, do I book it just in case or do I...
I can hold it for you, and then if you don't think you need it, you just give us a ring and we can cancel it, but at least that way you've got something.
Okay, yeah, I might
do
that just in case because I just don't know what to do. It's really hard and I've got to start work at 10 and I know I sound selfish, but it's like, but I don't want to leave her either. It's like I just don't know what
to do. No, but you've got your
camera
as well to be able to watch her and you aren't far away. So if you do have any, like at least you have some form of monitoring her. Now, have we seen you before?
We brought our guinea pig in there. I think it went under my daughter's name, though.
All right, let me just have a look. What's your daughter's surname?
She would have went under Oliver Garrett, maybe, O-L-I-V-E-R, Carissa.
Ah, yes. So I've got...
So 64 Promenade Circuit.
That's right. Yeah, at Rothwell.
Yeah. Yeah, and my name's Melissa, I go by a different surname, so Melissa Brand.
Okay, would you like me to create a different file or just put it under Clarissa's?
You can put maybe a different file.
Yeah, of course, that's all good. So what was yours, Melissa, was it?
Yep.
And your surname?
Brand, B-R-A-N-D.
And your email address?
Melissa, so M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Brand, B-R-A-N-D, at iinet.
Yep.
.net.
Yep.
.au.
Perfect. And your best contact number, please?
0438.
Yep.
843.
Yep.
793.
Perfect. And your home address?
64 Promenade Circuit, Rothwell, 4022. Yeah, I'll decide whether I take her somewhere to prior. I'll give that maybe, I don't know. It's just hard. I just want my client, but we might have to go to a vet for a visit today because I do support work
as well.
And then I don't know, and I'm thinking, gosh, I haven't even got anything I can put her in. Like, it makes it hard.
Because
she'll be very feisty, and I'm thinking, do I even stress her, Yeah, it's hard to know what to do.
Yeah. Now, what's her name?
Lexi, L-E-X-I.
And how old is she?
She's about 12 years old.
Alrighty. Alrighty, so I've got her tentatively booked in for that 9:30 tomorrow morning, and yeah, if you do need to cancel it or anything, if she's doing a bit better, just give us a ring or shoot us an email. Alrighty?
Yep, okay then. Thank you so much for your advice. Appreciate it.
That's all good. Bye.
Okay, bye.